When it comes to getting an aliyah, the Mechaber tells us, afilu rosh hakneses ochazon lo yikra ad shiyomru lo kara. That person should not read, no matter who it is, even if it's the chazan, unless he is already instructed to do so. He's told to come up, which means that his name is called. Benohagu sheshliach tzibur kisherotzim evarech v'kara bli netilas rishus. The Mechaber at least holds, which we're going to see, that the Minhag Sfard is more lenient in this regard, that once you are already appointed to do something, such as being the Shliach Tzibur, you already can continue even without getting permission, without this Netilas Rishus. Mishum Dahavi Ki'ilu Misha Sheminuhu L'Shliach Tzibur Hirishuhu Al-Kach. That once you were given permission already to lead the Tzibur, as far as, let's say, davening, or let's say, laning, being a Balkore, it's self-understood that it would be okay for you to do something else. And the Mishnah Berurah brings the words of the Beis Yosef and says a little bit different. He adds to this and says, Kivan di achshav, now, no hagim, we have the custom, Shliach Tzibur, who are kore, since he is the one reading it, b'makom ha'olim, instead of the one who gets the aliyah, the one who gets the aliyah does not, at this time, as we know, read. Im kain, that's the case, explains the Beis Yosef, kivan shirishuhu liyos shliach tzibor hari hirishuhu likros b'torah. Once he's already laning, we're going to allow him also get the aliyah, even without being called up. Again, this is according to the opinion of the Mechaber. Mestama, because more than likely, will kapte im yavarech gam kain acher shibalav hachi huakare. Since you already have him engaged in this particular service that he's laning, so therefore, the fact that he would continue to get the aliyah doesn't seem necessary that we'd have to announce it as though to give permission, further permission for this activity, because it's really connected one to the other. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos says, with regard to Minhag Ashkenaz, he says that the custom is likro l'kol ha'olim b'shma b'shem avihem, that we should call up, as we do, not only the person by name, but also their father's name. He says, "Uminag zeh yisodoso." There is certainly a strong foundation to this custom, in which, if you really think about it, you can say, "What's the point? After all, just point to someone and say, come on up. Why is it necessary that we have to go through this whole ceremony of having to call someone by name and by this father's name?" We'll discuss that in a second. But he says, "V'yesh b'zeh kama ta'amim." There's very mystical, deep, hidden reasons, as well as some logical, more open ones, which we'll discuss. So it would be absolutely wrong for a person to look at this and say, "Hey, what's the point of this custom? Let's move already. Let's not call people by name. Just get three aliyahs and move on." You're not allowed to ever divert from a minhag such as this. V'kfar samchu gadol Yisrael, and the great leaders of Israel used to continuously protest and scream and make a loud noise. Al elu hayeshivos kedushas shikorin lebachrim l'alos l'torah rak b'shmam v'lo b'shem avihem. For some reason, they would call up the yeshiva students for an aliyah. They would call them by their first name, but they would not say Ben so and so. After all, this is such a chashuv, an incredibly great Talmud Chacham, what a scholar. So, just call him by name. No, it's absolutely wrong. V'avke shikar hagabai l'aviv o'rabo muvhak chayv l'haskir shemo v'shem aviv v'yakdem omer avimori omarenu v'rabenu. He says that even, let's say, a person who is not used to calling someone by name, for example, it's your father, it's your Rebbe, which would be inappropriate just to call him by name. Nonetheless, a person must still call them by name if you're the Gabbai, but you should add the phrase Avimori, my father, my master, or Morenu v'Rabbeinu. Now, it's brought down over here in the Sefer Shulchan HaTahar, one of the reasons why we should mention someone's name. It's an interesting idea, which he says. He says, something which we're pretty much familiar with, but it's important to realize that and think about when you get an aliyah. He says, Min aroy ledakte karbe kishikorim ha'ola l'sefer Torah. We have to be very careful that a person, when they get called up, sheyikru oso b'shmo b'shem avit, that his should be called by the name as we do. But Dikdu Gadol with exact precision, not to say, all right, Elezer, what's the difference? Come on up already, I don't know your name. You have to say the name exactly right. Why? He says, Kishem Kol Yisrael B'Nafsho Merumas B'Torah. We know that every Jew is somehow connected and tied into the Torah. In fact, we know the word Yisrael, which we are B'nai Yisrael, some hold as an acronym for Yesh Shishim Ribu Osios HaTorah, that there's 60 myriads or 600,000 letters of the Torah, which means that we, each one of us, somehow are found in the deepest levels of studying it. So therefore, to mention the name, your specific name, it must be when you get called up to the Torah, that it must be that precise name to connect. The Yeshul Chelek B'Torah, that you have this specific portion, this specific connection, because of who you are and who your name is. Therefore, he says, "Bezev Asul Alos Ad Shiikrolo." That's the reason why it's very important that your name must be called. So your name isn't just so it's time you wake up, you're half asleep over there in the back. The reason is because there's a direct connection between you, who you are, the essence of who you are, which is in your name, connected to the Torah. He says, the reality, as we said, there's a leniency according to the Minhag Sfard. The Rak B'Kerav Kehilos HaSfardim, there's some communities, such as those who are affiliated with the Sephardic movement, they say that they have a different Minhag. And it's based on the Kabbalah of the words of the Chidah. That the Chidah is not as particular that a person, when it comes to getting an Aliyah, that their name should be called up. According to the Chidah, come on up. That's all you need. And you don't need to mention their name. El Gabai Nigash L'Adam V'Yomer L'Lalos. The Gabai just comes to a quarter person, and he just encourages to come. But he doesn't actually necessarily have to call by name. According to the Chidah, which is interesting to know, it's not so important. So why shouldn't you do it? What's the big deal? Does it hurt? So you spend a second, find out the guy's name, and mention it. So as we mentioned yesterday, which is how we're going to conclude, L'Elu HaNashim Shrotza Shialu L'Torah, but Tom, the reason shlonagu likro b'shem, the reason why some people do not want a person's name to be called up, mishum, because of what we said yesterday, shechashu shema halolo ratzel alos. What happens if that individual thereafter refuses to come up? V'yebichlal mekatzrin yom of Rachman Otzlan, as we mentioned, a person who gets an aliyah and refuses that opportunity, the Gemara tells us that person's life, literally, as we discuss what this means, is cut short, mekatzrin yamav. And therefore, better, maybe, to follow the words of the Chidah. Don't call a person by name. And therefore, just encourage him to come. If he says no, that's no big deal. You don't actually get this klal or this curse. So the Chidah, who's sensitive to this klal or this curse, would not have someone get called up specifically. However, we should not necessarily follow this custom. Ach ka'amor. Ein heter linhog kein. You don't have a permission to follow this custom. Ella Sfardim, only the Sfardim who had this following are allowed to do so. Abel Ashkenazim, such as ourselves, Bechol Mekomos, in all places, Chalila, Moshanos, it would be terrible for us to change, and to deviate, Lifrots Geder, Shigadur Rishonim, and to make a breach, and to disregard the Minhagim of that of our forefathers. B'chanan b'chashu atzuk adish baruch, zang tavichu karbeham, termetz shnamar, adonai chavetz amatzit koi adil tzudav yadir.